Let's get to, on the Good Day program, some of the good news for this Tuesday, the 31st of July. For those of you who didn't like July, the good news is it's over.
Aw, glad to see it go.
I guess, yeah, I am too, because it just means another day closer to that weather that we don't like. Although this past month has been the hottest on record, so they say. It's been 8 years since it was this hot or this dry. That's it. All right, how are we doing in the Olympics, Jennifer?
Looking at the counts. I don't know. Let's look. You know,
we're
I was tied. So are
with,
we?
Yeah, Chinese and the Americans have 17.
The
Chinese and the Americans.
The Chinese. Okay.
Chinese. You know how you like Chinese?
I love Chinese. Actually, I had Chinese food last night.
Did you really? Celebration of what they're doing at the Olympics. China has 17, 9 gold, 5 silver, 3 bronze. The U.S. has 5 gold, 7 of the silver medals, and 5 of the bronze medals. Japan has 11 total. Italy has 8. France, 7. South Korea, 6. Russia has 5. North Korea and Australia have 4. The Romanians, the Hungarians, the Brazilians, and the Ukrainians, Great Britain, 3 apiece. Kazakhstan, the Netherlands, and Colombia have 2. And let's see, pretty much everybody else involved. Lithuania, Georgia, South Africa, Cuba. Wow. Canada still only has 1. I thought they were better than that.
I think the Czechs are not even on the board yet, are they?
I don't see any Czechoslovakians, any.
It's because they have that dumb uniform. I told you I was so disappointed in that. Leggings and, like, galoshes. So weird.
Right. So yeah. 38 total gold medals have been given out, 39 silver medals have been given out, and 43 bronze, total of 120 medals so far.
How many did they give out total?
So far this year, you mean?
I mean, how many did they give out through the whole Olympics? Like, how many medals are up for grabs?
I don't know.
Michael might know that.
Michael.
Do you know that?
Michael doesn't know that.
Oh, he is so helpful.
Yeah, right. 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And as far as Facebook and Twitter are concerned, you may want to accomplish something by getting on board. Twitter is becoming more and more important. Here's a 19-year-old Kent State University student arrested and charged after making threats on Twitter that he was going to shoot up the campus. Not too smart.
Smart, yeah.
He was arrested at his parents' home, charged with inducing panic and aggravated menacing. His name is William Coburna. The tweet was posted about 5 days ago. Faces charges that could result in his suspension from the university. Any threat to our campus is taken seriously. Duh.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant statement by the president of the school. Duh. All right, so here's a good and bad story, Jennifer. Story from New Jersey of a 12-year-old girl who steered the car she was into safety after her grandfather died at the wheel.
Oh.
Her name, Miranda Bowman. She had spent the day go-kart racing with her grandfather, 63-year-old Paul Parker. They were driving back to Burlington Township in New Jersey when Parker said he didn't feel well and was scared. Bowman said that he closed his eyes, put his head down. His foot was on the accelerator. The car was doing 80 miles an hour. The 12-year-old girl slid over, pressed the brake, and steered the car into some bushes.
Good for her.
Grandfather died.
That's not good.
No.
63. Ooh, that's young, too.
He had a chronic heart condition and died of heart failure.
Oh, poor thing. But you know what?
But he loved his granddaughter, obviously.
Yeah, and they had a great last day together. I mean, there's not much more you can hope for, I guess.
Yeah. All right, here's the, and I put this in the good news department because I think this is the appropriate way to handle something like this. A woman who kidnapped a newborn from a hospital 15 years ago, raised the child as her own, got 12 years in the big house yesterday. Ann Petway pleaded guilty to kidnapping. She snatched a 3-week-old girl from a hospital and brought her to North Carolina, where they had lived for, what, did I say 15 years? 1987 is 25 years ago.
Yeah. Did the kid know that this wasn't the real parent?
I'm not clear about that. The case came to light after this girl, Carlina White, she was the one who had been kidnapped, identified herself on the website of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, so she apparently knew. She had been renamed by Ann Petway, but she tracked down her birth mother, and so they are now together. 12 years in prison. Is that enough?
For taking somebody's life? No, it doesn't seem like
for
enough.
Taking, well, and it didn't take her life, but sort of did take her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, I'm not sure I think that that's enough, but it's, what are the issues? The issue is simple. She stole the baby from her mother. The mother was innocent in all of this. The baby's innocent in all of this. How is it that people are that crazy? And how do they get away with it? How do you just go into the hospital, grab a baby, and run out the door?
And walk out.
How do you do that?
I don't
know.
I mean, you hear stories all the time about patients just getting up and walking out of hospital. So it's got to be relatively easy if you look at, like, you know what you're doing.
All right. The election process heating up. We're on the overview
of
the top topics here on Good Day. You want to know where the hottest market is in terms of advertising revenue?
Mm-hmm.
People listening right now in Lynchburg, Virginia, the Roanoke Lynchburg TV market is the hottest advertising market in the country based on the number of TV ads. Radio also. Tsunami is coming to radio. This is going to be big, big business because, yeah, Virginia is hotly contested. There are, what, six or seven states that are hotly contested? Remember yesterday I was talking about how much money is being spent in Ohio right now, $1 million in local, what they call spot advertising, to do all this negative. Most of the ads have been spent this week on Obama suggesting in his ad that Romney may not have paid taxes. And that's why he's not releasing his tax returns. There you go. That's a reason to vote for somebody.
All right. Oh, it's just like the birth certificate stuff for Obama. It's always,
right.
show me your paperwork. Yeah. Come on.
See, I think the downside to this is that viewers will switch off if there is a riptide of political advertising. I've seen this in the past. Same thing on the radio. It damaged the ratings, especially when you consider...
Because people can't take being inundated?
Right.
Is that what...
Right. Over and over, you see the same spots every 15 minutes.
I just think it's funny how everybody has this election down to a science. They know the seven states that they actually have to spend the money in.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's like when you're in a state, it's almost like your vote's discounted. For instance, my vote in California, I feel like it's very discounted.
It is discounted. You didn't count.
I didn't even get to vote
primary.
In the primary.
Yeah. Right. And every vote, see, this is what's so wrong. You've hit the nail on the head. This system is so messed up, so screwed up, so wrong. Every vote doesn't count.
Mm-mm.
If you aren't in the majority in your state, the Electoral College discounts your vote. How is that right? How is that justifiable? How is that
and
the way of free...
And they don't just do it. They do it 4 months early.
Yeah.
What really irritates me is that
right.
It's already done for, basically.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. How much money are you making right now at the job? You looking for a part-time job? You like your
millions.
Job.
Millions.
Not making. Yeah. All right. Well, this may be something for you, Jennifer. The longevity home business. You've heard me talking about a number of different things, including the 90 essential nutrients that are in the Healthy Start Pack. That's part of the business opportunity. If you go to DougStephanTeam.com and look at all of the various products that are there, you see things that you find attractive and appealing yourself. So you start taking them, and you deal with the various problems that you have, or you're interested in prevention. See, that's why I am into this. I believe, putting my money where my mouth is, in a manner of speaking, that the Healthy Start Pack is the way to avoid those 900 different diseases that we all are exposed to. So I've started the DougStephanTeam.com in an effort to help people understand how they can use that product and other products that are available at Youngevity to stave off, to prevent, that's the word that I like, prevention, to prevent problems. Or let's say you've got body pain. Let's say you've got a high blood pressure. There are products there that outperform prescriptions. So you help yourself, then you help your family, then you help your friends, and they want to help their friends. How many blood pressure and joint pain people do you know? I'll bet a lot. You've started a satisfying home business, earning a healthy income by getting people interested and intrigued and on these various products. Share the good news. People that are working with you are sharing the good news. And yes, you got a booming Youngevity home business, making some really good money. That's exactly what folks just like you are doing with Youngevity. So go to DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM and join the fastest growing work from home business in America. It's 855-309-8326 or DougStephanTeam.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
800-510-8255. Did you know all mothers are working mothers? Tip of the hat to all moms working at home. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
All right, so Dr. Ken is here, and I thought probably he could help us out a little bit. I know what my problem is, and Dr. Ken helps me with it with regularity. He's been with...
Well, it's all right. I'm sure that we can handle this situation maturely, just like the responsible adult that we are. Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
We're going to help everybody.
Hey, Jeff Bezos? Is it Bezos or Bezos? Does anybody know, and does anybody care? Here we go. Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, donated $2.5 million to support the legalization of gay marriage. Yeah. Amazon, yeah. He's serious about this. In fact, today I was on Amazon, and no matter what I tried to buy, it said, you might also like men.
You can,
maybe I would.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can always return them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's Conan from last night. The late night comedy. All the other shows are on repeat, or they aren't. The NBC shows aren't there because of all the attention being given to the Olympics, which is kind of cool. Speaking of attention being given to things, Mayor Bloomberg is at it again, Jennifer.
What's he doing now, Doug?
Well, he apparently has asked some of the hospitals in New York to hide their baby formula in a way to encourage mothers to breastfeed. So here are the ladies on The View talking about
that. He needs to have a kid latch on for a little while. I'm
done
with him.
Relax.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is now pushing hospitals to hide their baby formula, supposedly, so that more new moms breastfeed. And if a mom asks for formula, she'll also get a lecture on the benefits of breastfeeding.
You know, it's not like we don't know all of this stuff. I resent that a man is coming in.
And anybody you know, pushing a new mother to do something that maybe she doesn't want to do.
He was a baby one time.
When you're in the
remember,
hospital and you have a baby, you're already going through a myriad of emotions. People who are making the decision not to breastfeed, as I did when I had my son early, I could not. I don't want, and I had to get formula. It was very emotional. I don't need you freaking coming in and telling me. I know.
Love it.
Breast milk. Yeah. It hurts. It hurt a lot. Okay. And I don't need you doing
it. Bloomberg has tried. He's a wonderful mayor, and he has tried to make this city healthier, doing various things. Smoking ban, boy, nobody smokes, and we're probably better. Well, you live in New Jersey. You talk to me.
I live here, my dear. Thanks for telling everybody.
Why is it so? It's a big state.
Yes.
Okay,
go
we
ahead,
all live
baby.
In New York. Let,
yes.
me, let me just finish. He's trying to just. I'm sorry, forgive me, what was he?
Why is he
you do smoke and it's not. I wish you didn't, okay? But you do.
Yes.
But my point, and he has. What I'm saying is he's trying to make people healthier, and good for that. But there is at some point where you say, worry about the city, and don't, as you say, don't get involved.
Yes.
You can't save everybody. So I think it's one of the few things when I think of Bloomberg where I think shouldn't have done it.
All right. Crossing the line, Jennifer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that Mayor Bloomberg is very well-intentioned,
mm-hmm.
but I am so sick of him creating these additional laws and taxes on people's personal choices. And
what
when
taxes
you cross-
has he created?
Well, when you think about the outlawing, I don't know if he's created taxes, but he's outlawed sodas, you know, or adding, I think he tried to, didn't he
taxes
try to add
for,
something
yeah,
to cigarettes
on,
or something?
Yeah, right, yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. But when you get into breastfeeding, oh,
all
bad
right.
territory.
So maybe this is a good Twitter request. The women are not liking this particularly. You could hear all of them there. I didn't hear, I think.
It's just such a personal thing.
Yeah,
you don't want him telling you what
right.
to do.
Well, I don't think he is telling you what to do. He's encouraging mothers
to
breastfeed, which is better. Well, but it's better for the babies. And a lot of mothers are lazy. They take the easy way out.
But a lot of women can't breastfeed, and they feel terrible about it.
Yeah, maybe that's a psychological thing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Want to know what it feels like to fly like a bird? Well, you might want to try your hand at free flight hang gliding or paragliding. Now, as a beginner, you'll want to first fly tandem with an expert. The Jackson Hole Mountain Resort in Wyoming runs a tandem paragliding program that takes you above the Rockies for some pretty spectacular mountain views. Kitty Hawk Kites in Destin, Florida is another beginner option. The lessons ease you into paragliding with short flights of 30 to 100 yards. You just start 15 feet up in the air with forgiving sand dunes below just in case. Now, for the best of both worlds, Eagle Paragliding in Santa Barbara has tandem rides with mountain or coastal views. Torrey Pines Gliderport in La Jolla, California will take you from beginner to pilot. The paragliding school has been hosting pilots for 80 years. You start with a tandem flight, and if you get hooked, you can even train to become a certified paraglider pilot. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000, only at Jared.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I got you, Jennifer.
You do, Dougie.
And it's the Good Day program with the top topics of the day. Saying hi to our friends listening in Modesto, California.
Ooh, hi, Modesto.
And Greeley, Colorado, that area. South Bend, Indiana. Some of the folks in Connecticut. Hello to Santa Rosa.
I love you, wine country.
And let's see here, Shreveport, Louisiana. Folks in Palm Springs, KPSI, one of the longest, I think the folks at KPSI have been listening to this program for 18 or 19 years already.
You know, we have some great listeners in Palm Springs, so much so that I feel like I'm friends with them. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. They're
very
awesome.
Cool.
I love them.
Yep. Okay, so say hi to Santa Barbara folks, too. We have 174 people listening there right now. How about them apples?
You've got them counted? You can see them all?
Right.
Perfect.
And all the people in Oregon, and the UGN station in Bend, Oregon, how do you...
Will that be the future of radio? I mean, this may be a little inside, but this new rating system is like a people meter. So will the next step in people meters be we can actually see 174 people listening in Santa Barbara?
Yep, I can see them right now. Hey, Clyde, how's everything there with you? Going out for the early bird tonight?
A little salt on that program.
All right. So power. Twitter and Facebook, Jennifer, where are we with we don't do any real political stuff because we don't do politics here.
No, we flirt with things every once in a while.
All right, so what are we flirting and with whom are we flirting
Well,
today?
We're flirting with my hot button issue because I want to give him a nice little knuckle sandwich. Mayor Bloomberg wants to hide formula in New York hospitals.
You want to give him a knuckle sandwich?
A knuckle sandwich, yeah.
Nice going, Jennifer.
He wants to encourage women to breastfeed. What do you think about this? You can comment at facebook.com/gooddayshow. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday we were following a few things. We had asked a religious quiz. Do you believe in God? Do you go to church? And if you do, how often do you go? And we got some weird responses.
Really?
Liz says, no, she doesn't believe in God. Yes, she goes to church. She goes once a week. Don't quite understand that one. Mm-hmm. Janet said, yes, I certainly do believe in God. Try to attend church every Sunday. Sherry says, yes, every Sunday. Melanie says, that's not a quiz. Those are questions. A quiz would be questions about Christianity. Sorry, Melanie. Not the brightest bunny in the forest. Amy says, yes, yes, and yes. I'm a pastor. I'm there unless I'm on vacation. Janet said, yes, yes, every week. And more responses, which we'll get through throughout the morning. Also, we have the story of a soldier who was evicted by a real estate agency, and all of his belongings were sold, all of this while he was in the hospital. Right. So we put that up. That was from a listener. Listener Brian gave us that story. Janet said, this is an absolute disgrace.
I want some more on that. I want to hear.
Okay, I thought I emailed you. I'll email it to you again just in
case.
Maybe
you did.
Norma said, more than anything, I can't believe in Texas right next to Fort Hood. And Janet reminded everybody to please share this story. And it is. It's an important one. So check it out if you have a chance to cruise over today to our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Yes. And at Twitter, at Good Day Show.
Twitter,
so here's something else I want to add to that.
Okay.
The New York Times bestseller list. For 5 weeks in a row, the number one book on the New York Times bestseller list is a book called The Amateur, Exposing the Dark Side of Barack Obama. For 5 weeks, it has been number one, despite a major media blackout. There isn't, you go around.
Yeah, I haven't
Google
heard about
it.
No. And usually I stay informed on those kind of
things.
Right.
So that's why I'm bringing you up here. There's not an expression. Most people know where Jennifer and I stand if the election were today, who we would vote for in terms of the presidency. But this is really over the top. This does demonstrate what most people say about the so-called news media. It isn't the news media. It's the snooze media. Now, you might hear a story like this on Glenn Beck's program, or Rush Limbaugh's program, or Sean Hannity's program. But for me to stir this pot, it's got to be something really, really amazing. And that's, it is. I'm finding it, it's so obvious. You got Newsmax, and you got all the right-wing stuff on Fox and yada, yada. So there's plenty of attention given to this sort of thing there. I don't watch Fox, frankly. And I don't listen to these shows. Once in a blue moon, I might hear Sean or Rush, you know, just for a few minutes because I'm not in my car. I'm not able to listen to the shows, and I don't find them that stimulating anyway. Everybody's different, and I don't find them stimulating. But anyway, I find this stimulating because it makes the point that I make with regularity, how you really don't know what people who are in control of the news media want you to know. And again, this is not, Fox is, they're just as controlling as those who are on the left. MSNBC and Fox are two peas in a pod. What I'm interested in is having people know all there is to know about everything that's going on. But I think in this circumstance, if somebody brought me a book that was similar, that had a focus that was left of center, I would say the same thing. I'm finding it really hard to believe. This book is written by a guy named Edward Klein, for years had been a writer for the New York Times and Newsweek. He writes I'm reading the jacket now, shocking and riveting book, the account of Barack Obama and what his friends call the dark side, one that has caused many people to feel betrayed. Now, the same kind of things, by the way, were written about Bill Clinton, after his first term, when he was running for re-election. Same stuff.
Yeah. I think this is pretty par for the course for people running, right?
Right, yeah.
Public life.
Oprah Winfrey not supporting him. That's interesting. The Kennedys are not supporting him.
Really, this time around, huh?
Yep, right. There are 200 interviews in this book, and one of them is Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Find that interesting. Obama's doctor. These sorts of people who tell stories about Obama that aren't particularly flattering, let's put it that way. But again, I don't care what the composition of the book is. I really don't. What I care about is that you don't know about this book.
Yeah, you haven't heard about it to make your decision either
way. Right,
exactly.
Make your own decision. But the fact that it's been on the New York, somebody must know about it because it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for 5 weeks in a row. But where's the story? I'd like to Google the book and see where the story is. Don't you think that's I just think this is important. So that's why I told you the story.
It's just amazing that we hear everything, but this little chunk has
right.
been missing.
Yeah. We're more interested in the Octomom. right? The Octomom.
Oh. Are you interested in the Octomom?
Well, I'm...
you're intrigued.
I guess the stripping thing didn't work out for her.
No, apparently not. And so she has filmed an adult movie. She's landed a stripping job. But she still needs money for a new house. So instead of getting a job, she's launched a donation page on the website GoFundMe.com, asking the public to help her raise $150,000 for a down payment on a new home for her. Mm-hmm. She says on the page, "Thank you so much for taking the time to visit my page. I'm having to move out of my home soon, and I'm very close to being able to buy a home for my kids. Your support is appreciated." Lady, what did you expect when you chose to have 14 kids?
Unbelievable.
Oh, sorry, that was my own personal
Oh, well, yeah.
I didn't mean to throw that in there. Yeah,
GoFundMe.
I'll tell you something else you can do to me.
GoFundMe.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever,
No.
There are so many charities that need help, and I feel sorry for these kids because they didn't ask for this, but you know what? She chose this lifestyle for herself.
It was a piece of work.
And who let her? Still, you know what? She should actually suck in into the money of the doctor that impregnated her, because that guy really was irresponsible.
Yeah. All right, a fundraiser for the Octomom, yeah. Film at 11.
Mm-hmm. I'll be first in line.
Here's something that ought to be, other than jobs in the economy, excuse me, this ought to be the number three item that we're discussing during this presidential election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Waste, fraud, corruption, and
yes.
abuse. And I will not stop. I sound like I'm running for office, but I'm not.
You
I'll
do.
Never stop. I will never stop on this because it's so just over the top annoying. The U.S. Auditor Department says, remember we were talking about $51 billion being wasted in Iraq and the rebuild?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today's report shows that $200 million of your money wasted on the program to train Iraqi police. Called the Iraqi Police Development Program, set up by the State Department, a five-year, multi-billion dollar effort to train security forces after the military left, but the government did not fully commit to this, and the auditor's report says that the American Embassy is now scrapping the program, and they're going to turn over a Baghdad police college to the Iraqis that cost you and me $108 million, because we can't make it work.
Wow.
$108 million just there. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, and when I say abuse, I'm talking about mismanagement. Apparently, not something well done. Mrs. Clinton has done a pretty good job at getting a handle on this. The State Department, this is a five-year thing, so it was actually started in the last year of the Bush administration. But whether she could manage it or not, apparently they don't want it, and they want us out. So here we are again with more wasted money. The whole 10 year we've been there for what 10 years almost, right? In Iraq.
Yeah,
George
pretty
Bush
much.
And his bumbling and fumbling and.
Well, 2001 was 10 years.
Yeah.
Last
but we
year
went into Iraq was I think it was 2002, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I think it's.
Wasn't their mission accomplished? Didn't that happen in 2003? I think that was that was 2000.
That was about a year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You realize how foolish we are, how foolish we look under these circumstances? Not that other governments and other countries and even some of the big businesses don't waste a lot of money, but it's your money. Why aren't you asking that question instead of all this foolish stuff about where the tax returns are or where you're born? Who gives a rat's whether you went to college at this place or that place? Why is that an issue? Why isn't this an issue is a question to be pondered at 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, by this, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works. Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the top stories. Let's see here. The swimmer Ryan Lochte.
Lochte, yes.
Yeah, finished fourth in the 200-meter freestyle yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Another disappointment for the U.S. The men's gymnastic team finished fifth after a couple of not good horse routines.
Come on, USA. What's going on?
U.S. women's swimmer Missy Franklin won her first individual gold, the 100-meter backstroke. She looked pretty good. I saw a little of that last night.
Mm-hmm.
She won despite racing 10 minutes after swimming in the semifinals of the 200-meter freestyle. You know what that is all about?
No.
That's tough. That's strong.
Is it? You have to
two races like that, right? Back to back.
That's true, back to back, yeah. It's a long, long, long way across that pool, and then they go like five times.
U.S. men finished first and second in the 100-meter backstroke. Matt Grievers won gold. Mick Tomlin, is that his name? Tomlin took home the silver. Gold medal favorite women's basketball team stopped first-time Olympians Angola by a score of 90-38. Women are now 2-0. See, this is the good news. Twitter suspended the account of a British journalist for criticizing NBC's coverage of the Olympics. That's freedom of speech for you.
I know.
Right? Okay, let's see. Well, NBC has it. Ryan Seacrest is a joke.
Well, I don't think he's a joke, but this is just
joke.
Not his thing. He's an entertainment guy. This is a sports thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's a joke, and the way they tried to get young people to watch because they figured they'd see Ryan was involved and they turn it on, has fizzled miserably, even though the ratings are good on 35+.
Mm-hmm.
So controversy on the women's fencing teams.
Uh-oh.
Let's see here. The timing mechanism for the clock had stuck on 1 second, giving the German fencer enough time to get in one last attack and steal the match from South Korean
and they let
fencer.
That count?
Apparently. Official protocol, judges awarded the victory to the German. Things get strange. South Koreans appealed, forced the distraught Korean fencer who was in tears to stay in the fencing strip for 30 minutes. South Korean appeal denied. South Korean fencer had to fence for the bronze, almost immediately losing her appeal. After she lost her appeal, she didn't win that one either. So, en garde!
En garde.
En garde. So that's how it stands. Again, the United States and China are tied at the moment for the most medals. And Japan is third, Italy fourth, France fifth. 51 after.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a fabulous night on the moon.
53 past the hour with Jennifer and Doug, the Good Day program. Some more good news. Chrysler reported a $436 million profit in their end of quarter two reports came out yesterday. Quarter two ended last Friday. This is quarter three now. There are four quarters in the year. So Chrysler, first of the automotive companies, come up with their numbers, $436 million. Not bad for a company that was broke. So that's good news, I think. A lot of American workers involved in that. Meanwhile, the Olympic Games are in full swing, and even Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, is in on the act as we check on the most connected games in the world. That is, this stuff is available on pretty much every device you can imagine. Here's the summary coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000. Only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the Olympic Games are in full swing, and it is by far the most connected games the world has ever seen. So far, this has been both a blessing and a curse. The results are spreading faster than ever before via Twitter and other social media networks, but the International Olympic Committee had to ask spectators in London to take it easy on their mobile use when broadcasters were having trouble covering a cycling event. The broadcasters were unable to report up-to-date positions of the cyclists because the wireless wireless networks were overloaded. As promised stateside, every event is available live on NBCOlympics.com for cable subscribers. That's a first, but it's not perfect. Viewers who only have basic cable have no access, and streaming video live on devices other than computers is proving a little difficult. I documented my own struggle trying to watch table tennis in a blog post on my website. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
A Doug Steffen Good Day program, the focus on this summer's record high temperatures now, putting a huge strain on our country's power grid. It's clear that in order to keep up with the times, we need to smarten up. T.K. Anderson with more on that for you to consider.
Without it, we'd be in the dark. But as it stands today, our U.S. electrical grid is outdated and needs to be updated or made smarter in order to manage today's energy demands. That's why utility companies across the country have been working hard to modernize the grid, creating new, smart features that will save money and energy over the long run. Larsh Johnson of Siemens Smart Grid Division.
A smart grid is really a collection of technologies similar to a highway system where there are sensors that monitor traffic flow and metering to help reduce congestion at peak times. A smart grid helps monitor and manage power more efficiently and effectively when loads are high.
Johnson says investing in a smart grid can save consumers money.
A smart grid helps users better understand how and when they consume power and lets them decide when are the best and cheapest times for them to use electricity so they can reduce their monthly utility bills considerably.
For more, visit usa.siemens.com/smartgrid. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
For many of you, summertime is for your vacation. Maybe you're taking day trips. Maybe you're doing some family reunions between now and Labor Day. It's also a season that you tend to overextend your budget. Brian Osich has more on how to have some fun this summer without affecting your overall financial strategy.
Getting your finances fit for summer helps prevent your bank account from feeling the heat. Dean Athanasia from Bank of America reminds us of how to enjoy summer fun without digging into our savings.
Summer is a great time to relax and reconnect with families and friends, which can stretch your wallet. So keep your long-term budget in mind as you map out your summer activities to help ensure plans for retirement, children's college, and other important financial goals stay on track. There are small changes you can make to cut costs. For example, according to the Merrill Edge report, 70% of mass affluent Americans have taken on a home improvement project they would typically hire someone else to do.
For more, log on to MerrillEdge.com. That's your financial fitness from Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America, N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLP FNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
Beware of canned tomatoes. Phil Leppard, our supermarket guru, has a story at Doug Steffen.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.